You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. We are rocking and rolling with another hour here of the program. Glad you're here with us on this Friday. Getting you ready for the weekend. Chiefs football tonight. You'll hear it, by the way. 8 o'clock coverage begins over on KNSS for the 9 o'clock kick. 7 o'clock coverage tonight of the Royals for, I believe, a 7:10 first pitch against the White Sox. That'll be right here on KFH. We're going to talk Royals this hour. We're going to take you around the rest of the sports world. It's all what's on tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company. With the just-announced Kansas Lager Fest, join WBC along with more than a dozen other breweries for samples and celebration of the crisp, clean brews known as lagers. Go to www.wichitabrew.com to get your tickets now. We come back in for another hour. We'll still take your comments and commentary on the Rashi Rice situation. We might go back to that toward the end of the show, Tommy. You ready for the weekend? You got big weekend plans? Last non-football weekend.
Yeah, don't have a lot. We're going to we're going to the Royals game tomorrow. Royals and White Sox. So we've got that that going on tomorrow.
That's
should be a lot of fun. It's going to be a hot day. Apparently the tickets that we have, it's includes all you can drink beer. So that's a challenge and dangerous, but it should be
a
lot
of fun.
I'm
sorry. It's what?
It's all
challenge
you,
accepted.
It's all you can drink beer.
Man, I got to tell you, that's disappointing to hear.
Hey, you were invited. You were invited and you turned it down.
I know. I did not turn it down. I turned it up and I was going to get turned up until my wife qualified for her tennis sectionals. Good luck to her. I think she's playing right now, actually. So Crestview Country Club, great support of the show. We talk about all the great things and the reasons we think that it's worth your time to give them a call. I will be out there golfing this morning. Tommy turned that down.
I did turn that down.
Like he has a job to do or something. and then my wife has found tennis in the last year. And so she has a great group of friends. She's on a team that is made up of Crestview members, and they had a good enough season that they got into the sectional round, which is why I'm not going to all you can drink beer with Tommy at the Royals game tomorrow, is because she is in Oklahoma City trying to, I think the next step is Nationals. I don't know if they're in the mix for that or not, but they're out there going to give it their all. She's got two matches today, like a 7 a.m. and a 7 p.m.
Wow.
And I'm like, yo,
it's a long day. You'll be
fine. Yeah, well, yeah, they play like 2 or 3 hours sometimes. Yeah. It's pretty wild.
So yeah, good luck. Good luck to your wife in that. That's that's pretty exciting.
But it is one of the reasons. Look, Crestview's one of the. I know there are a lot of options for that stuff in town. It's one of the only ones with a full tennis facility like that.
Yeah.
So you know, it's more than just golf, which is fantastic. The 36 holes and all that. But I'm going to take the kids to the pool this weekend because she's out of town. Like all of this great stuff. Give them a call. And ask them about all the different kinds of memberships that they have available. And I believe that this is the time of year, if you're looking for some pretty sweet deals, this is the time of year to do that. Give Todd a call.
In the meantime, while you are taking the kids to the pool this weekend and playing Mr. Mom and all of that, I'm going to go to the Royals game and drink all you can drink beer.
I might go to Chuck E. Cheese and drink all the beer.
We're going with some friends, and I got it worked out to where I don't have to drive. So I will be the passenger in the vehicle, which is great. I'm like, this is phenomenal. Like I can just have a great time.
It will be a miserable drive home.
It will. I probably will fall asleep. I'm guessing on the way home. That'd be
No. You can't do that. Is another guy driving?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Of course I can. I've got no shame in that.
That is absolutely man code 101.
Oh, come on. You can absolutely, especially after a day of drinking, you can absolutely fall asleep.
We're putting this one up to the listeners. Everybody, I need backup on this. Man code, you cannot, as a passenger on a road trip, be the guy that falls asleep in the back while everyone else is toughing it out for you. Can't do it.
The caveat there is if you've been drinking all evening. I think the answer is, yeah, you can. You should.
Part of it. It's like the first time you were drunk, a dad came in and was like, you know what? Get your tail up. We're going to get to work. Like, that's a part of what is. My grandpa always said, my mom loves to say it, if you're gonna soar with the eagles at night, you gotta fly with the turkeys in the morning. Something like that. Basically, like you gotta just suck it up.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. I didn't realize turkeys could fly.
Just not well, right? Like they're kinda not as well as an eagle. Yeah. So it's something like that. I always get that saying wrong. But the point is, if you're out there having a great time with your buddies, you can't be fall asleep guy.
I have no shame in that. I've got no shame in falling asleep in the car.
It's slightly different because you'll have a DD and you know, you'll have all that stuff.
And it's a 2.5 hour drive and it's going to be late at night. And I don't know. I have no shame in dozing off in the car.
I feel like you should have shame.
No shame.
This is the guy that tries to shame me for hitting a range ball over a water hazard that has the stones to get up here and say there's nothing wrong with bailing on the driver of a road trip by falling asleep. I mean, come on here.
I'm like, usually the driver in the road. Like about 95% of the time, I'm the one that has to drive. And people bail on me left and right when I'm driving. My wife bails on me every single time I drive.
We're not talking.
Anywhere.
I hope. I don't imagine your wife subscribes to the man show.
She's got her pillow. She's got like she brings blankets into the car
too.
And I'm like, you know what? Like if I ever get to a point to where I don't have to drive for once, you better believe I'm going to take a nap.
Mm-mm. Can't do it. I mean, that's just you can't do.
I need to get a little bit of shut eye because when I get home. It's probably going to be midnight, 1 a.m. Sunday morning. I am immediately throwing a pork butt on the Traeger for dinner on Sunday night. So I'm going to have to be, you know, alert enough to be able to actually get that done and ready to go. So I might need to sleep off a little bit of the beer on the way home from the Royals game.
None of this is acceptable. None of this is acceptable. I'm sorry to whoever your driver is that you're not going to be there to help them through a late night 2.5 hour stretch of road to get you home safely. Tommy.
You know what's not acceptable is the fact that you had an opportunity to enjoy all you can drink beer, and probably I would have driven probably at that point.
There's no control for me in that situation though. That's the problem there. I have no control of this one. The plan was to go and partake and do all these fun things, but you have to be sometimes a good supportive husband and sit at home and, you know, think about all the fun that's being had without me. I do get a little FOMO. I am prone to FOMO. I will say that. Little prone. I'm bummed.
I'll make sure to send you some photos and some video from the ballpark. It should be a fun time. I was going to mention really quick on a completely different note. You were mentioning golf, and I know we talked about Sam Stevens in the first hour. I think the term you usually use is butt pucker in time. It's butt pucker in time for Sam Stevens this weekend because he's right on the cusp of the top 30. And so as the weekend rolls on, depending on how he finishes in this BMW championship, that will dictate whether or not he plays in the tour championship next week or not. And so it's a big weekend for him. He's currently projected at 33, down from 31. He's got to get into the top 30. And so he's got to have a good showing the next couple of days.
So they must be out on the West Coast, I assume, or
no, they're something. Not. No, no, no. They're not on the West Coast.
I last checked the scoreboard, I feel like yesterday evening, and Robert McIntyre has skyrocketed up that. So now the leader is at 8-under. It was at 5-under with Fleetwood, and then
McIlwain must have played late. Maryland is where the tournament
that
is.
Doesn't make any sense.
They had a rain delay yesterday where they were off the course for a few hours, and so it ended up being a later finish. But it's a later start too because you've got fewer golfers. So I don't think anybody has teed off yet in the day. And in fact, I think there's a couple golfers that didn't finish their round from
Looks
yesterday.
Like one golfer has to finish.
Yeah.
So he'll get going. They don't have scheduled tee times yet. I think they said 10 a.m. this morning is when they'll finish up. So they'll get it off on set. But yes, Sam Stevens has work to do. I don't know. I'm going to guess based on where I'm seeing guys projected and finishing, Tommy, he'll probably need to be at minimum inside the top 20 on this tournament. He's tied for 25th right now, and it's got him losing a couple of places. Just looking at it, he would need to gain ground. Like, we're not gaining ground actually until probably the top 15. So he probably needs to get into the top 15 to move that a couple of spots in the
It's also going to be determinant on who is ahead of him and where they finish. And so if you've got a couple of guys that are ahead of him right now that have bad rounds and they can drop a little bit further down, you've got to have somebody drop out for Sam to be able to get up to that point too. So it's not just in his hands to get into the top 30, but he's going to have to, go out and fire a good round today.
Good luck to Sam Stevens. He does get all four rounds. There's no cut. So he's got plenty of time and room to do it. We know he's capable. He's fired some crazy rounds this year. Hopefully he can get another one here today and into the weekend and continue on in this FedEx Cup playoffs. It's been a lot of fun to follow. When we come back, we're going to talk some Kansas City Royals. On the way out, let's get you hooked up with a week of Swing 365 Golf, the private simulator. Over on the east side, you get it all to yourself for up to an hour and a half to get in there, watch some games, hit some balls, have some fun, BYOB, all that kind of stuff. So good luck right now. All you got to do to win that free week is text the keyword SWING to 20357. That's SWING to 20357. Appreciate them helping us help you with a free week of golf there at Swing 365. We're going to come back. We're going to talk some Royals when we return. Don't go away. It's Sports Daily on a Friday.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Summer Concert Series wraps up tonight in Wichita, Nafsker Park. The series concludes with Roadhouse Saints live on stage. Gates open at 6:30. Show starts at 8. Been a great Summer Concert Series. Finish it off with a bang tonight with the Roadhouse Saints. We come back in. We've got Sports Daily. You've got Royals baseball tonight on KFH. Tommy, it's a pretty simple little, you know, deal here. You're playing a series that is not good at all. You're against a team that's not good at all. In fact, they are the worst team in the American League. They are the worst team in the American League by quite a great number. And you get them at home and you must sweep them. I don't think that that's too crazy to say that they must sweep them, because they must sweep them. Kansas City comes into the day 4 games back. They trail Seattle, Boston, the Yankees, Cleveland, and Texas. They're about to host Texas for a bunch of games. They play Cleveland down the stretch. Those are the two you really look at as the big opportunity series remaining. But in order to either gain some ground or hold with them, they've got to be able to sweep teams like the White Sox when they play them. The White Sox stink, and they need to be able to go beat them 3 times.
You also like the way that the starting pitching is lined up for this weekend for Kansas City. You've got Cameron on the mound tonight. Lorenzen makes his return to the rotation on Saturday. And then you've got Ryan Burgert, who I feel like has been pretty solid since the Royals acquired him from San Diego. So you've got those 3 guys. I like the way that that has panned out for Kansas City going into this weekend. And I like the fact that it's Noah Cameron starting things off tonight for the Royals to get things off to a really good start. If the offense can stay hot like they have been, and if you can get Noah Cameron to be able to give you a good solid outing, you know, fairly deep into the game, six innings, seven innings, and then you go into the bullpen with the lead because that offense has been hot and because Cameron can conceivably hold the White Sox down, you got to feel pretty good about their chances tonight. But it's crucial. I mean, this game specifically is crucial. The whole series is. But getting off to a really strong start, setting the tone for this weekend, that's really what the Royals are going to need to do.
So Rick brings up a good point to what you're talking about right now, that Lorenzen was not particularly good in either rehab start. He wasn't. He wasn't tremendous by any means. So here's what I would take away from that, and I think it's a really good point from Rick. Cameron needs to get them deep into this game tonight. So they just had their day off. They won't have another one in for a week. Lorenzen's got to have a real short leash. Okay, you'd love for him to battle through it for you. It adds a little pressure on the offense to score. The one thing Chicago can do is pitch a little bit. So if Cameron can get them deep into this game, it would be very reassuring to have fresh arms going into the Lorenzen start so that the Royals don't get into a situation like they did on Wednesday with Seth Lugo, where they leave him out there too long. Lorenzen hasn't been good for a while. Right. Like even before the injury, he was struggling into that injury and he's hurt. And now he's come back. And to Rick's point, he hasn't been great in these rehab starts. I just hope the Royals are able to get him in a short leash situation.
That's really, I think, what the Royals are going to need to look at doing. What I find interesting about Lorenzen's return from the IL is that the corresponding move was that Bailey Falter then moves to the bullpen after only two starts for the Royals. So Falter's place in the rotation would have come up tomorrow, but he's not been good in his first two starts with the Royals. He's had
your backup plan.
An ERA over 10 and a whip around two in both of those starts for Kansas City. And so that I think that does become your backup plan, assuming that Cameron can go relatively deep in this game tonight. You give Lorenzen, like you mentioned, a short leash, knowing that you've got Falter out of the pen. Hopefully, coming out of the pen, maybe you'll be a little bit better.
Lynch is needed tonight.
Right, absolutely, The most ideal situation for not only tonight's game, but for tomorrow's, is if the bullpen pieces that the Royals throw out there tonight are Ursig and Estevez in a hold and save situation. That would be the most ideal situation, I think, for the Royals bullpen for tonight's game, because then it leaves those other guys where you may need to eat up some innings for tomorrow's game with Lorenzen and potentially a short leash.
Well, and Kolek is on the roster too.
He's in the minors.
They sent him down.
Yeah, he's in the minors.
So he's an option at some point to keep in the back of your head if something terrible happens. He has started games for the Padres this year, and he wasn't bad. He wasn't great. He wasn't like as promising, I wouldn't say, as Burgert, but he can also come help. So, and I bring him up because let's say neither Lorenzen or Falter looks particularly good. Well, you could then send somebody down and get Kolek up in order to help you for the rest of the series. They just, all of this to say, it'd be real nice if Cameron gets deep into this game to leave all options on the table. Because while a Saturday game against the White Sox may not seem like there needs to be, like, they can't afford to have what happened on Wednesday happen to them anymore. They have to win these games. Like, they're going to run out of games to play if they don't. So I do think there's some desperation involved even in a series against the White Sox, even if, you know, two out of three, look, you want two out of three. I just don't know how much more we're going to be able to say two out of three in gaining one game when you're playing these teams is going to be enough. It's not. You have to really separate from these bad teams, because the likelihood is you are not going to start sweeping these good teams when you play them. You might not even win those series. Let's be realistic about this. Their chance is to beat up on the bad teams that they'll play. That's been the Royals going back to last year. You beat up on the bad teams and you kind of split with everybody else, and that's usually enough.
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, we're about 2 weeks past the trade deadline, and I know it's a very small sample size, but in those 2 weeks, in retrospect, looking back on all of the moves that the Royals made, and I even include the Seth Lugo extension in the moves as well, what has worked out and what hasn't in a short period of time. And I think that, I mean, it's a mixed bag from J.J. Piccolo from the trade deadline. Clearly the moves, at least right now in the short term, that he made offensively seem to be panning out better than the pitching moves that he made. I mean, like, I think that obviously Yastrzemski has been positive. Grichuk and Frazier, like those guys, basically all the offense that the Royals have generated, that I think in a short-term window has been a success. And I don't think there's any reason for that to not continue as we get deeper into August and into September. From a pitching perspective, though, Ryan Burgert has been good. But in the short term, retrospectively, the pitching moves have not panned out for the Royals, with Falter not being able to deliver in two starts. Lugo doesn't look right. And of course, they signed him to that big extension. And Kolek is in the minors. So really, one out of four acquisitions on the pitching staff in the short term have not panned out since the Royals made those deals. The moves offensively have, though. So it's been a mixed bag, I think, for J.J. Piccolo.
And I'll say this again, and I know I've said it. I'm not as concerned about those pitching moves not working this year, because since they've made them, Hunter Harvey's probably out for the year. We're getting bad, you know, bad stuff from Cole Reagans. Who knows if he's going to come back? Lorenzen, of course, got hurt. Those moves were as much about next year, honestly, to
Bubic,
me, as it were.
Bubic is out
for
the year.
Bubic is also out for the year since all of this, you know, kind of came to a head. So, like, the moves that they made were partly to, yes, withstand the Bubic and Lorenzen and Reagans and Harvey and all of these guys that have been, they were part of that. But to me, it was much more about next year. Right, they really are probably going to have one thing to address, and it's going to be an outfielder. That's it. Like, they won't have, I mean, maybe another reliever because Harvey's out, but they've, you know, they've kind of acclimated a bunch of good ones this year. So maybe even not even that. I don't know, but I don't want to say it was a we'll look, we got to look back in like 2 years to really evaluate.
Very, very small sample size.
Even if it projects out this way the rest of this year, right? Let's say everything holds steady. Lugo, something's there. He doesn't regain his form. Falter's not a non-factor, right? Kolek never really been. Even if all of that happened the rest of this year, I don't want to look back and evaluate the deadline until probably after next year. I need to see if Burgert fits into the rotation. I need to see if Lugo is back, I guess. And then, you know, I don't know what Falter's going to give them. He's better than he's pitched so far for the Royals. But the reality is these moves were used to address things down the road, right? As much as they were. That's why we liked, because we didn't know if they should buy anyway. Like, you can make an easy case that they should have been sellers at the deadline. And there were certainly teams around them that were. But the moves that they made helped them beyond this year. And that's what I really liked about the deadline, is because they set themselves up and did some business now that they don't have to do later. The other obvious thing we need to see to evaluate a trade deadline is how do the pieces play that they traded away. Freddie Freeman, I assume he stayed hot this week. He's been awesome.
He's been really
Padres.
Good. And they've needed,
he's been really good.
They've needed that. That was a major hole that the Padres had, was at catcher. And so for him to be able to get that run and be able to contribute, I think is huge for them. You mentioned Cole Reagans. Ann Rogers reported the other day that Reagans threw off a mound for the first time since the injury, since he landed on the IL. But she did caution, saying that it will be September by the time the Royals are talking about what a return is going to look like for him. It could very well be that at that point, the Royals are out of the chase, out of the hunt. And so, you know, just shut him down for the year at that point. But this weekend series could go a long way. You know, it's,
you got to sweep it.
You have to. And it's hard for me to not, hindsight's always 20/20, but it's hard for me to not look back on the game on Wednesday and then the game on Sunday, the Nationals finale and the Twins finale, where the Royals had both of those games in hand with a chance to win both of them. They dropped both of them. We could be entering this series this weekend against the White Sox with the Royals three games above 500. If they had just gotten those two games, they would be three games over 500. They're one game under 500 going in to this series. That's the kind of wild swings that, you know, a couple of games can have for a team that's in the playoff chase, that's in contention, but you're chasing other teams and now you're running out of games. I'm with you. I usually hesitate in big, like, you know, big projections, like they have to sweep. Like I'm with you now. They have to sweep this series.
Well, it's hardest in baseball to use those sort of definitive statements, because what's the reality? If they don't sweep this one, but sweep Texas, it will have been better anyway. And that's all. And in baseball, that's always on the table, right? Baseball's the hardest sport to say those kinds of things, but just big picture, when it is going to almost certainly come down, like if they were going to make the postseason, Tommy, it's probably a situation where it happens on the last game of the season, right? Just because that, you know, the math isn't mathing for them right now. That's where it's like, do not, like, yeah, the wiggle room, if they had any, and I'm not sure that they do, the wiggle room was used up on those last two really bad losses. Like that used up any wiggle room you had, if you had any to begin with. And I'm not sure that they did. So what does that mean? It means now they have to go do things that you wouldn't necessarily expect or project them to do. You've got to go sweep a series against a really good team now, right? You've got to do something special against Cleveland when you play them or something like that. And you can make up for it. But they, I mean, Tommy, we're not even talking about a team that's at 500 right now. We have to be realistic. As much as we love some of the players on the team, they underperformed for a large portion of the season, and now they've got just a boatload of injuries they're trying to navigate. It is what it is. I'm not holding out hope. We know this is a team capable of getting hot. Start it with a sweep of the White Sox. Man, that would feel so good. And not just a sweep, beat the hell out of them. Like, you know, how about some, just three comfortable, cozy, cruise into it wins? Tommy's out there drinking all the beer he can drink. He doesn't care that it's 8-0 Royals right there. He's lost track of things. And that's what we need this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, really offensively, it's not out of the question that they could do that. I mean, I think that they absolutely can and should. Because when you compare the Nationals to the White Sox, they both have an okay, like they're okay in some regards, but
the Nationals can hit Nationals and can't pitch. The White Sox can pitch and can't
hit. It's like the inverse, you know, between the two. Yeah. And so the Royals offensively, if they can continue on, even, you know, a good majority offensively of what they were able to get done against Washington, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that we're seeing the Royals put up 5, 6, 7, 8 runs each game starting tonight in this series this weekend.
I don't either. I want to hold on, and maybe it's just that I'm an optimist and I'm being insane. I want to hold out hope that they do have that run in them that is going to make this a fun finish to the season. Whether or not they make it, I don't think they're going to, but I think they're going to give us the hope that they can. Let's be selfish here for the 3 more weeks we need them to before we're full blown into football. I mean, isn't that the reality? Like, we just need you to take us through the rest of this month, Royals. Give us two more weeks. I'd prefer if you did something special and give us into October, but at least give us 2 more weeks. Okay, is that too much to ask? Is it too much to ask to keep them relevant here until we can get to football season, which, by the way, starts next weekend? How crazy is that? Let's look at some of these early lines when we come back. KU, K-State, the lines are out. The Chiefs lines are out.
Have you put money down on any of them yet? Have you made a couple of bets?
I have put money down on some, yes. There is a new gambling site, a new app out. I'm not sure if you've heard of it.
I have.
They have bonuses right now. I would caution you that those expire. I would caution you to hold off until you get closer to football season so that you can use them on football before their expiration. I went ahead and did that. So I've been trying to bet some baseball, and I have looked out to those week one lines. And yes, I have used some of that on week one lines. In fact, I think there are player props out right now on some of these. Maybe if I can figure it out, I haven't fully navigated it yet, but maybe we'll take a look at some player props. Maybe we'll try to put together a way too early, bet on football for those of you out there like me. And I know you're out there because I've talked to you about it, that got our hands on the bonus bets maybe a little too early because they expire. So we'll look at some of that next. We'll look at the lines either way because they're interesting, especially for KU and K-State when we return. All right, let's see here. Any more housekeeping? I think we need to say thank you to Prairie Fire Coffee because it is a Friday and we need that last little push over the finish line, and we appreciate Prairie Fire anytime that we can get our hands on it, a big old vat of it. If you missed anything, you can go back and listen on the Odyssey app. Of course, you can leave us voice messages on the Odyssey app as well. All you got to do is hit that little microphone. We'll come back next week. We're going to pick games next week. Next week will feel almost like a regular football season type of week. All right, Tommy, betting lines way too early. What are we doing here? Why are we doing this? Are we insane? The answer to all these questions is yes, and because it's fun, and why wouldn't we, quite frankly? Let's start with the Chiefs. Not tonight. By the way, they're 3-point dogs tonight. Might actually take the Seahawks based on who we think is going to play in the game. I don't
know. If you're betting preseason Chiefs games, you're a true degenerate.
Yeah, I've never been able to do it. But if we go to week one, you'll see, oh man, Tommy, the Cowboys are 7-point dogs plus 235 on the money line against the Eagles. I might, just for fun, I'm going to be on vacation for that game. Just for fun, I might throw a little on the Cowboys money line. But the Chiefs are 3-point favorites. It's a game in Brazil. It's technically a road game, so you can kind of call it neutral field. I kind of love the Chiefs at -3 right now. No, if you're telling me Rashee Rice is going to play, and if you're telling me Rashawn Slater's not, and the Chargers are going to have to make that quick adjustment, I'm very, very comfortable with the Chiefs -3. In that scenario, comfortable.
I'm kind of surprised that line hasn't caught up a little bit. And I know there's not, a definitive answer about whether or not Rashee Rice will play, but it does sound like the reports are that he will play the first 4 weeks. And because again, that hearing is not going to happen until September 30th. But I'm surprised that Vegas hasn't caught up with that, because I would imagine that between that and you mentioned the injury to Rashawn Slater, it's only 3. I would have put it probably more at like 6 or 7 with those two different things that you just said. So I'm with you. I would lay the 3 as of right now in early line. And honestly, I would jump on that before the line does move, even farther.
It may not move farther. Look, I don't know.
I think it should. I mean, I'm surprised that it hasn't.
Let's look just real quick. I want to see, since Herbert's been there, how close their typical games are. So last year, the Chiefs won by 2, by 7, and then they had a 1-point win in January of 24 and a 14-point win. So they haven't lost to them in the last couple of years. Since Herbert's been there, when did he come in? In 22? I think the Chiefs have won all of them. The 3-point margin has been in play probably half of those games. So they're typically close ish. That's probably what you're seeing. I think you're looking at what should be a good pass rush against a little bit unknown on the Chiefs offensive line still here a little bit. But I think the Chargers by the end of the year, I got to see the Slater injury. I loved the Chargers this year, but now with the Slater injury, I just need to take one step back. I think Harbaugh's awesome. I think they were very smart to draft Amarian Hampton. I think they found something in Ladd McConkey. I think they were very smart to bring back Keenan Allen. Like, I love what the Chargers are doing. But in the first week of the season when they just lost their star left tackle, I'm willing to lay the 3 points there. I think on a neutral field, I'm comfortable with it.
They may not have Slater this season, but don't forget, they do have Joe Alt on that offensive line. He's
so it's really going to be more about the other side of the line. Like, I'm comfortable with Alt. It's the other tackle. Are the Chiefs going to be able to get a little pass rush here out of the gates? Then we go into the college football, and I have already placed the bet on K-State. I believe that line is at 3.5. I think I got them at 3. No, I did get them at 3.5. So I got, and this was, I made that bet a while ago. So they are at 3.5 against Iowa State. I just told you I'm comfortable with that number. I think Iowa State is going to be one of the contenders. I think there are more questions for them than there are for K-State. That doesn't mean anything in the transfer portal era necessarily, right? Like, because they may have brought in some studs, even though they lost studs. I will take the comfort of knowing K-State is returning so much offensively to say, okay, fine, I'll take the 3.5 points here. I'll lay the 3.5 points here.
I mean, Kansas State is going to have to buck history if they're going to get the win here. I mean, outside of 2022, when the Wildcats won the Big 12, Iowa State has won each of the matchups over the last, I think, 5 years. And so it's been Matt Campbell kind of owning Chris Klieman over the last several years, again, outside of that Big 12 championship season for Kansas State. So they're going to have to buck that history, buck that trend if they want to get the win. What makes it difficult for me is a couple things. First off, when a game is overseas like that, it's so hard to know, like, what sort of – are there external factors that will play into that? We just don't know. We've never seen, you know, these teams play in Ireland before. So, I mean, it's one thing if Farmageddon is in Ames. It's one thing if it's in Manhattan. Having Farmageddon in Dublin is a complete unknown. And so that makes it difficult to be able to assess it. And then number two, to your point, talking about – who Matt Campbell went out and got and brought in to this team. We just don't know. I feel like I know very little about Iowa State. Like, out of all of the
just
the teams,
their quarterback, right?
Yeah. That's all we know. Outside of Rocco Becht, out of all of the teams that are expected to contend in the Big 12, I probably know the least about Iowa State outside of the quarterback. I mean, I feel like we know enough we know enough about Arizona State and what they returned
Tech,
and what
Baylor,
they lost.
Yeah.
Tech, we know that they brought in a phenomenal class. Baylor's got, you know, returners
Baylor
in Kansas
returns,
State and
Baylor's
all that.
Sneaky.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like we just, outside of Rocco Becht, I know nothing about Iowa State, but it seems like they're poised to again contend for a Big 12 title. So I've got a hard time, at least right now, assessing the way I feel this game is going to play out.
I think the real rivalry and the real matchup to watch in Ireland is the Iowa State fans and their ability to drink beer up against the Irish culture, you know, the stereotypes that we associate
hey,
with Ireland.
Don't discount Kansas State and their fans.
No,
and drinking
listen,
beer.
Kansas State's a great beer drinking, you know, alumnus. I've had plenty of beers with great K-State people. I'm not discounting anything, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not taking anybody over Iowa State fans' ability to float a keg. I mean, I'm just not going to do it. I've seen it too many times. I've seen that party too many times. I'm not taking anybody over Iowa State when it comes to beer drinking. They've got a flag on their backs here over in Ireland. You got to represent. K-State fans will do their part.
But it's going to be a little bit of a culture shock, though, I would think, for Iowa State fans going to Ireland and having to switch from their standard Bush Light to Guinness. Like, that's going to be a little bit of a different change.
I think they're up to any challenge. I don't think it matters. I think it's kind of a you put it in front of them and game on situation when we're talking about Cyclone fans. Have you been to, like, the Big 12 tournament?
No, I never have.
They're the champs. They're the champs of the Power and Light District. I'm telling you. Like, you roll in there after a late night of basketball and it's 1:30 in the morning and you see literal mountains of floated kegs back behind the places and you go inside and you're at like an 80-20 ratio of Cyclone fans in that bar, still going strong, not holding anything back. K-State fans will represent us well, but I'm not putting anybody up against the beer drinking abilities of Iowa State fans. K-State's going to win that football game. I'll lay the 3.5. Here's the interesting one to me, Tommy. What are we doing with Kansas? Kansas is a 12.5-point favorite over Fresno State. Fresno State wasn't very good last year, I don't believe. We know nothing about Fresno State. If somebody wants to come on here, maybe Shreyas Lotta will know something about them next week when we talk to him. If anybody else gets on here and tries to pretend like you know about Fresno State, I probably won't believe you. I couldn't give you one player on Fresno State. Not one. And I don't really care, honestly, at this point. This is about Kansas, right? This is a, are you comfortable with all the new faces Kansas is going to bring in this year with laying 12.5 versus anybody right now until we see them play? It's a stay away for me. And we'll make our picks on it next week. But right now, it's an avoid. I have no idea what to do with that.
I'm as of right now, if I had to put money down on it, I would lay the 12.5 simply because it's a homecoming for Kansas. They get a chance to play back in Lawrence for the first time since the end of the 23-24 season. And so they'll be back inside the remodeled booth. With the returning Jalen Daniels, with the returning Daniel Hyshaw, with the returning Lance Leipold, and then a bunch of other pieces that, yeah, we haven't totally seen come together yet, newcomers and new faces and that sort of thing. But I think that I know that, you know, this probably isn't your stereotypical cupcake non-conference game to start the season. Fresno State is not a cupcake team, I don't think. But I do think that with everything else that's going on with this first game back in Lawrence, back inside the booth right now, I might change my mind when we actually do picks. But right now, an early line, if I had to choose, I would lay the 12.5.
Andrew, great listener, says that Kurt Warner's son is the quarterback of Fresno
State.
He is. I think we did.
We talked about that.
We have paid attention to that one, but
he was in the American for a number of years. He was the starting quarterback for Tulane. He was at Rice for a while.
He's had a cup of coffee.
Yep.
But I don't know what that means for this game. I think what is the, let's look at the, one other thing I want to take a look at in that game is the over under at 50.5. Well, you always want to take that over in a Kansas game.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll the over. I think.
I think I am too. I mean, think about what they lost in the secondary, Kansas this year. They have so many questions. Kansas. It will not surprise me if Kansas is like a top half of the Big 12 team this year. Won't surprise me a lot. Lance Leipold's their coach, and Jalen Daniels is their quarterback. And if Jalen Daniels is healthy, which I think this is as healthy as he's been in 5 years. I'm comfortable with them ending up good, but man, we don't know anything. When you lose those kinds of players out of the secondary, and when you lose a guy like Grimm, who's been there every step
Lawrence
of the way.
Lawrence Arnold has been really good over his career. You don't have him anymore.
You lose Devin Neal. Yeah. Like, I don't know how to set any expectations for them.
I really actually kind of like Kansas as an under the radar Cinderella team in the Big 12. I'm not going to go as far to say they're going to win the Big 12 or anything.
I'm fine with that.
They're
too.
In that next tier down, but for Jalen Daniels, I think people forget about, because of the health issues over the years, they forget about how talented the kid is and how dynamic he is when he's been healthy. He just hasn't been healthy. And it seems like he is now healthy. The level of expectation is a lot lower now for Kansas than it was going into last season. And they weren't able to live up to that. I like them under the radar. I like them being able to, make some noise in the Big 12 this year.
I do too. I don't know that I like it as much as I absolutely think it's on the table. I don't like it or dislike it because I just have no idea. But I do like Jalen Daniels and Lance Leipold. And I'm willing to be like, yeah, that's going to be enough. Because it might be. We don't know a lot about a lot of Big 12. That's why we like Kansas State, right? Because we do know a lot about them. That's probably the only reason. We like, well, with that, they have a Heisman candidate at quarterback. That helps too. That'll do it for us here on Sports Daily. On the way out, if you want to win a cup of tea, free iced tea on us, text the keyword tea to 20357. That'll come from HTO, either in East Wichita, West Wichita, or in Derby. Good luck, everybody. Tea to 20357. It's a busy weekend here on the network tonight. You've got Royals at 7. That's on KFH. Chiefs pregame coverage begins at 8 o'clock over on KNSS. We'll see if we see anything out of the rookies tonight for the Chiefs. Tommy, plenty to talk about when we come back on Monday morning.
Yeah, tonight's going to be fun. Start with the Royals and roll right into a Chiefs game late night. It'll be a good time.
We'll be back on Monday, everybody. For Max and Tommy, I'm Jacob. We'll see you then.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.